Just talk for a second about the idea of so-called internet ASBOs, i.e. blocking people from social media sites if they put anti-Semitic material up there. Is that workable? Because presumably if you get blocked under one address, you just find another one and sign up that way.
Well, there is a precedent. So there are prevention orders in place for the perpetrators of sexual offences. And what the report says is that there is an application here. The MPs believe there's an application for those perpetrators of hate crime. So for the most persistent and determined offenders, when they go to court, the judges or the prosecuting authorities would have the option of laying down this prevention order, which would stop them going online. If they then did go online, they'd be back in court.
I think that whether hate crime is happening on Twitter or Facebook, or whether it's happening in newspapers or whether it's happening in leaflets, it's the same thing. It's just simply moved to a different media. So I do think that people do need that sense that wherever you spread hate, that's not going to be legal. It is going to be action. It is going to be found out.